What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, fellas? Welcome back to Combos Over Cold Brew with me, your host, Emma Abrahamson. Today, we're talking to my college teammate, Allie Cash. You guys are probably familiar with her if you watched any of my YouTube videos back in the day. She's a very prominent figure in the vlogs, and she's also one of my really good friends. We've obviously stayed in contact for a long time. If you guys follow me on any social media platforms, I see her definitely a couple times a year, and she's one of my really close friends. She's also one of the most hardworking people I know, so I know that you guys are gonna love this episode. If you look up the word determined in the dictionary, you'll find a picture of Allie Cash next to it. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode and you get something out of it. I got a lot of feedback on last week's episode, and I just really appreciate you guys, whoever took the time to DM me, and all those people who listened to the full episode and had things to say about it. I really appreciate it. Don't forget, if you guys love the podcast, to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. It's a free way to support, and it literally only takes 15 seconds, and I go through your guys' reviews at least one time a week just to go see what people are saying about it and to read your guys' feedback. It's really one of the things that helps keep me going with this podcast, so I really appreciate it. Today's episode is brought to you by none other than Inside Tracker. I've been working with Inside Tracker for the last couple months, and it has seriously been a game changer for all of my diet and my lifestyle choices. When you do what you love, like running, like racing, like enjoying the great outdoors, you want to do it for life, and that's where Inside Tracker can help. Inside Tracker was founded in 2009 by leading scientists in aging, genetics, and biometrics. Using their patented algorithm, Inside Tracker analyzes your body's data to provide you with a clear picture of what's going on inside you and to offer you science-backed recommendations for positive diet and lifestyle changes. For me, Inside Tracker just really holds me accountable to making sure my diet is covering all of my like nutritional deficiencies that are going on inside my body. Without Inside Tracker, I would literally have no idea that I was low on vitamin D, that I was low on ferritin. And I would also, like, even if I did get that feedback, I wouldn't know what to do with it. But Inside Tracker tracks your progress every day and gives you those science-backed recommendations for the diet and lifestyle changes that you can make to reach your performance goals and live a longer, healthier life. So for a limited time, you can get 25% off the entire Inside Tracker store. That's 25% off. Go to insidetracker.com/Emma. That is insidetracker.com/Emma, because change is an inside job. Now let's get straight into today's episode. Shoot, I didn't mean to click start. We're going. Okay, Allie, welcome to Combos Over Cold Brew. We were supposed to have this conversation a couple weeks ago, and then I messed up. So, but we're here now, so we're having it better late than ever. So welcome. Everyone probably already knows who Allie is, to be honest, if you're listening to this. But if people don't know who you are, do you want to give a little intro of who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, so I'm Allie Cash, you know, one of Emma's friends, former roommates. I ran collegiately at Oregon, took a couple of years off, and now I'm back running with ASICS and a volunteer coach at UW.
Yeah, okay, you just recently signed your first pro contract.
Yeah.
That is so exciting. How does it feel to finally, you know, I mean, I would say that you were already a professional runner before, but now it's like you have like full-on contract.
Yeah. I feel like it's weird. Like a year ago, I don't think I would have ever like guessed that I'd be in this position. Like, I was kind of, like, wondering. I was, like, at that point where you're just, like, wondering if you can give it a shot or not. And you're, like, ah, it's, like, kind of a stretch. But, like, we'll give it a go.
Yeah.
And I feel like as the year went on, it was, like, more and more, like, okay, like, I think I can do this. Like,
which yeah, is why? Well, what was, like, the difference? Like, what was a year ago? Like, where were you at?
Yeah. So, a year ago, I had just started running again after a couple of years off, and as you know, a couple knee surgeries post college. So yeah, I started hopping in workouts with a couple of the college kids, like because of the COVID thing, like we weren't having official practice, and so I just stopped by and wreck myself a couple times a week and do as much as I could just to kind of help out. And Marisa kind of like tricked me into doing some races in the summer. She was just like, I signed you up for a 3K. And I was like, excuse me, what?
Yeah, I didn't sign myself up. So why are we doing this?
I was like, wait a second.
Okay, no, there's no way that Marisa's, I feel like you had to have been like, I want to race. And then Marisa's like, okay. You always want to race, I feel like.
I do. I mean, she like, you know, said it, and it was like, I was like, you know, I don't know about that. And then it like kind of spiraled and was like, I signed you up.
Yeah, like, it'll that be sounds fun. About right.
Yeah. So that's what happened. And then did that. And I had like no base last summer because I had only been running. So I was, before that, I had been working full time at a hospital in downtown Seattle. And like running home from work and running with my dog at like 5 in the morning. So like
Allie's schedule was absolutely whack. Yeah. Let me tell you that right now. Absolutely whack, and definitely did not, like, was not a good schedule to try to become a professional runner with.
It was not, but it wasn't my intention anyways.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But it was like, yeah, I was at that point, I was just running to, like, you know, for my sanity, kind of. Like, it was, I feel like after college, like, running for a couple years, like, before going pro, like, running kind of just became, like, a space in my life where I could just, like, not think and just, like, exist and, like, move my body through space and, like, not have to think. Like, I thought all day at work so hard, like, my brain was just dead. So it was just like, okay, like running home from work was like the best part of the day because I could just not think about anything and just like, you know, sweat it out. But yeah, so yeah, it wasn't ideal. I probably ran like 30 miles a week until last summer. And then it was like, so I had no base going into the summer season. And then, so the 3K was like a little rough. Like I was like,
that sounds so bad with no yeah, base.
It was really bad. Like I think I got to a mile and was like, oh no. So yeah, after the 3K, I told her no races over a mile for the rest of the season. And that actually was fine. Like I got way better. I ran, it was the hardest, the 3K was like 9:26 after like a week of workouts, and I was like dead. And then
after 1 week of workouts,
oh yeah, no, I was like killing
9:26 9:26 after 1 week of workouts, man, I wish I could do that.
I died really hard though. I think I came through like a mile and 5 flat, and I was like, I don't know, man.
Okay, well, even being able, okay, see, this is Allie's definition of being like out of shape. She's like, yeah, you know, like came through a mile and 5 flat, then couldn't hang on and still ran 9:26 in 3K. I'm like, sheesh, I could, bro, I can't even break 6 right now in the mile. So
yeah, you can.
Yeah, we'll see. Sure. We'll see here soon.
Come, I'll pace you.
No, you're gonna go out in 70.
No.
Anyway, so wait, continue how you're running a bunch of miles and 1500s.
Good. Yeah. So I was like, I think, you know, I told Marisa, I was like, I think I need to skip the next one and like do some workouts and like maybe actually try to get like a little bit fitter. So I paced the next 3K that happened and I took them through in 4:48, which was like a good, I was like, okay. But I mean, I was real tired after that. Like, I was like, okay, that was good. Good job, Allie. Like, pat on the back. And then the next week I ran a 1500 and I honestly just, it was crazy because I feel like I just had no concept of like what I could do. Like, I was just like, I have no idea what kind of shape I'm in. Like, we'll see. Like,
yeah.
So I was just kind of like in this weird space where I was just kind of lining up like with no expectations and like trying to be as fearless as I could. But, and I ran like on the windiest day possible, 4:16, like windiest day ever. Like, I actually laughed. Like, I took like around the turn, I like laughed. Like, I was like, this is comical. Like,
yeah.
But that was like almost, I think my PR before this year was like 4:14. So I was like confused. I was like, are you sure that it said 4:16? Because I think that's wrong.
Yeah, that was a little like glimmer of hope probably though.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I actually think I can still be good at running.
Yeah, it was. And then I did the road mile and ran 4:33, which was like a PR, even though it's like a fake PR. I was just like, okay, like, maybe I can do this. So then I kind of, yeah, that's like where it all spiraled from there. But I was like, in 2 months, you know, if I can do this, like,
maybe, what can you do long term?
Yeah, like, maybe if I can stay healthy, you know, like, what can I do and like actually have a base? Because yeah, I feel like, you know, I like the long stuff. Like, I love a good long run. And I like long workouts. So I was like, and I remember in the summer last year, like running 12 miles, I barely could do it. Like, I was, it was such a stretch for me, and normally it's not, but it was just like, yeah, it was interesting. Like, it took me like all year to build up my long run. Like,
yeah,
but
yeah. That's why it intrigues me, because you're like, you still, to this day, I like remember you saying in college, like, I'm a 1500 runner, and I'm like, then why are you doing 10 mile hard long runs on Tuesday? Like, that's not what we do as 1500 runners. We don't do that. We do 6 mile runs and go 8 minute pace, you know?
Yeah.
So like, long term, like, do you want to stick with the 1500 or do you want to do like marathons?
I do not want to do marathons.
Seriously though, because like, you love long runs.
I love a good long run.
And high mileage. And like hard. Like, you like tempo long stuff.
I like tempos if I get a break in them.
Okay, but like even your long runs, like, I remember looking at your Strava once, I think, and it was like, I just ran 14 miles at 6 minute pace. And I'm like, what? I don't remember when it was from, but I was just like, man, see, that's like, that reminds me, like, marathoning, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, I like the 15. I like the burn of the 15. Like,
yeah.
I like to just absolutely rip it. Like, I feel like, really my strongest suit, and I think you probably agree, is probably, like, long intervals, like,
yeah,
long fast intervals. Like, I can hang for the tempo stuff, but it's not actually my best. Like I'm good at like really hard miles or like really hard breakdowns that are just like stupid.
Yeah.
But like the tempo stuff, like, yeah, I mean, yeah, Maggie, one of our old teammates, like, she used to absolutely destroy me on tempo runs. It would be like a tempo trail of tears for me is what we call it. But I've slowly gotten better. Like, I think Marisa, like, she knows that I've been scared of tempo runs, so I've been doing more of them. Mm. But I used to, like, I think I did 2 in the last year before this summer.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. It's okay. I'm in the same boat. I just remember showing up to practice. Marisa's like,
because they were dramatic.
We have a tempo run today. Sorry, Emma. And I was like, just because you knew I hate them that much.
Exactly. Like, I feel like you were on the same page, but your strength is always like the short reps. Like,
yeah, I don't want to do
4-3-2 or something, you know. Yeah. Like, that was your jam. You could wreck those.
Well, you're multifaceted then. What's like the longest race that you will do, you think?
On the track or no?
Just like for any race distance. Like, obviously you'll probably run a marathon at some point, but like what do you think? You'll run a marathon one day, dude. If I can run a marathon, then you will run a marathon. I guarantee it. I would bet money on that. But I mean, like train for, like, what's the longest race you'd train for?
Probably like a 10K.
Yeah.
Honestly, like a 10K on the track feels really long.
Well, maybe 10K road.
A 10K road, I'd be for sure down. Like, put me in next week and I'd be like, sure.
Yeah, honestly, you'd crush that.
The roads, like, it feels really short.
I love road races compared to track races.
Yeah, like a 5K feels like the road mile that I just did was, it went by so fast. I literally, everyone was like, so me and Prakel, so I pre-raced with Prakel, like through Central Park, mostly so I wouldn't get lost or run like accidentally 12 miles. So I ran with Prakel and he was like, you know, like giving me these horror stories, like, oh, the second 400 is like straight uphill. Like, don't start sprinting at the 200 to go, like, you will die. And I'm like, okay, like, this is gonna be interesting. And then I got to like 200 to go and was like, the thought, I was like, I should start sprinting now. And then I'm like, no, Prakel said don't. And then I'm like, Marisa also said don't. And then I was like, okay, 100 to go. And I got to 100 to go, and then I like started sprinting, and it was literally over. I was like, oh no. Like,
maybe like, just like a little learning experience.
Wait a second. But like, yeah, it was just, I think you just have to run it, and like, I think your personal experience, like, if you go out, you know, if you start going with 400 to go, like, you kind of just,
yeah, and that. It's not like the track, like every road mile is different, so
no, for sure. Yeah. Like, the having not done it was just like interesting, but it was super fun. But I haven't done a road. I want to do like a turkey trot or something cool.
Yeah,
you know? That's cool. But
I actually saw Nikki yesterday and we were talking about doing turkey trots and how people dress up in their like turkey outfits.
Ooh, do you have one?
No, I might get one though and do it.
That'd be fun. I wonder what the like 5K turkey world record is or something.
I don't know, but you should try to beat it.
I think so. That might be something worth investing in.
Okay. Anyway, getting back on track of what I didn't remember what we were talking about before. Okay, I'm curious personally. This kind of like goes off of last week's episode. I just kind of talked about like my running story, but I'm curious of what like your relationship with running was after college. Like, how were you finished your last college race and like what was your vibe? What was your plan from then on with running and how were you feeling mentally?
Yeah. After college, I feel like, yeah, I was injured again and I just kind of, I loved running still, but I felt like my body needed just some time away from it. Like, but I also felt like I was stepping away from running, like not on my own terms, like, which I didn't like. But I decided that, like, I kind of accepted that if I got knee surgery, which I did, that like, there's a chance that I couldn't like compete again, like, or I just couldn't get back to that place of like where my body was like okay enough to like really get after it.
Yeah.
And so I kind of, I feel like I really gave myself as much grace as I could, but I think this is like so underplayed, like the transition between college and like real life is just like so hard,
bro. It's bad.
It's brutal. Like, I felt so lost, like, all at the same time, like, injured, double knee surgery, like, no team anymore, like, you know, the Pals had just moved to Washington, like, I drove back to Kansas, like, it was just, like, this whole shock of a system, and it was just, like, I honestly, like, I really needed running, I think, during that time, and, like, I didn't have it, but, like, so I feel like it helped, because I had to figure out, like, other things that I enjoyed doing, like, I couldn't run, so I would, like, walk to the coffee shop, or, like, you know, I would feel like study for something else, or, like, yeah. So after the knee surgery thing, I got a full-time job, and, like, in my head, I just, my expectations were that I wasn't going to be running, like, or if I was, like, it was just, like I said, kind of just, like, time for me to, like, be free and just, like, move my body and, like, feel good. Versus, like, me actually trying to be fit. More like my relationship changed from, like, performance, like, focus to just, like, being a healthy person. Like,
yeah.
Wanting to move my body, because I know that at the end of the day, like, I sleep better, like, I eat better, like, all of that stuff is better if I'm, like, it doesn't even matter if I'm running. Like, I could just go for a walk, or, like, I just need to move my body at some point in the day.
Yeah.
So I feel like my relationship changed in that way. And then, yeah, like I said, the past summer, it kind of shifted again. And I was also, like, I had decided I still, by moving to Seattle, I kind of decided I still want to be involved in the sport. Like, I really missed it. Like I said, it was such a shock, like, just being out of it and not having a team. And so, like, I reached out to Marisa. Like, she had mentioned when she moved to Washington, like, you know, like, if you can find a way to get to Seattle, like, I would love to have you, like, be part of it and stuff. So I reached out to her and I was like, hey, like, I don't know if I'm ever gonna be able to run again, but if I can't, like, can I be a volunteer coach? And then if somehow I'm running again, like, will you coach me? And she was like, yeah, like, yes to all of the above, just, like, get out here. So
in true Marisa fashion, just yes, and then the next day you probably, yeah, show up.
No, I did. I started applying for jobs literally that day, and then called my mom 2 days later. I was like, so I was working at, like, as a medical scribe in, yeah, a clinic in downtown Seattle, and I like, it says, like, it takes, like, you might not get it for months, you know, like, it's kind of like a hard thing to, like, get right away. It just depends on, like, openings and, like, applications for people leaving for med school and, like, stuff. So I was, like, not expecting to, like, get a reply for, like, at least a month.
Yeah.
3 days later, I get a call that's like, can you be here Friday for an interview in person? And I'm like, and of course I applied, as I lived in Seattle, I used Maurice's address. And then, so they think I live in Seattle, but currently I'm in Kansas. And then, so then I'm like, so of course my first instinct on this call is to say, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Yep. Definitely could do that. 100%.
Yeah. So, and I had also just gotten a puppy. So I also had, yeah. So it was just crazy. So then I call my mom at work that night. It's a Wednesday. No, wait, let's see. The interview is on a Friday. So I got the call on a Wednesday. Yeah. So I'm like, call my mom who's at work. She, like, works late on Wednesdays. So I, like, call her and I'm like, so I just got an interview. And she's like, oh, really? Where? And I'm like, so it's in Seattle. I have to be there by Friday. And she's like, so you're flying? I'm like, no, I'm going to drive.
No.
It's like, it's January.
So, no.
And I drive a Ford Focus, which is not a snow car,
but, yeah, like, what?
I'm used to driving it, so, like, it's okay. But it was, and so then she's like, Allie, like, this is a terrible idea. And I'm like, I think I need to do it. I'm gonna leave tonight.
Okay, see, this is why you and I are such good friends, because we have the exact same mindset. Like, if you're gonna do something, you're gonna do it so fast. Maybe impatient. I don't know what that says about us, but I would do the exact same thing to a T. Whenever I decide something, I need to do it now. There's no waiting. Like, I will, if I decide, like, multiple times when I was living in Portland, I would just decide that day, be like, I'm driving 18 hours by myself home down the 5 freeway to San Diego. And I would do it the day of, or like even times I've like moved places. I'm like, I'm moving today, actually. Yeah. And then I do, and then I pack up my entire like life and do it that same day. So that's just so funny, because it's exactly something I would do.
Oh, for sure. I remember you doing that.
But then, okay. But then with your job, you didn't even know if you got the job yet.
Nope.
But it seems, I mean, you'd already made that decision in your head that you're gonna move to Seattle.
It was like, so my plan B was, so Austin still lived in Eugene, so I was like, worst case, I'm just gonna visit him.
Yeah. Austin is Allie's boyfriend at the time.
Yeah. So I went to go, I was like, you know, worst case scenario. But Austin, you know, very unlike us in that way, is very much a planner. So
you gotta have the best of both worlds, you know?
We balance each other out very well. But it was like, he was like, excuse me, what? And I was like, so I'm leaving in an hour?
Can't talk long, gotta pack up my life.
Yeah, and I was like, so in order to make this work, I have to drive straight through.
Yeah, can't have any hiccups with the Ford Focus.
Yeah, it was a 24-hour trip. Plus, because when I drove through the state of Idaho, there was so much snow. The speed limit's 80, so you should be able to roll through that state. I had to drive 40 through the night because it was just blizzarding.
Bruh!
Also, I decided, so when I told my mom I was going, she's like, you can't go by yourself, like, and I was like, true, like, this is probably a little aggressive, I'm gonna drive straight through the night, maybe two nights in a row, like, depending on how it goes, and I'm gonna have a puppy in the car, and like, packed my life, like, a small amount of it in the car on the off chance I get the job. So I'm like, she's like, why don't you take your grandpa? My grandpa's 88 years old.
So, grandpa, it's a light little road trip we're going.
Yeah. So I call my grandpa, but my grandpa's like so down. It's hilarious. Like, I call him and he's like, hey, when you want to leave? And I'm like, so like in an hour? And he's like, okay. I'm like, cool. It was so funny. Yeah, he was mostly there just like as moral support, but I'm like, this is terrible. Like, if like he's just gonna fall asleep and then like now there's just two of us in this car.
Now it's just like a little bit more high maintenance of a trip.
Yeah, exactly. It was so funny.
Well, it worked out, it seems like.
It worked out, yeah. I got the job, thankfully. That would have been interesting if not. But yeah, got the job, went to a Dempsey meet that was happening that weekend, you know, lived it up, flew my grandpa back on the airplane.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, you know, like, hey, grandpa, take my car, you're going back.
Yeah, it was something.
Okay, I'm curious, like, what is the difference between your training now and like back in college? Because obviously you've had the really big breakthrough. What are your PRs now too, by the way? Should look this up before I started.
So 1500, 405, 5K, 1519. I don't. Oh, 800. I think is 204. I really wanted to run another one because I think I could have run faster, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's a TBD. So that's yeah.
On my bucket list, need to run, you know, I want to break 202 for sure.
I think you can do it.
I think I can too. 10K, my PR is still from college. I haven't run one since
probably. What year did you run a 10K?
My fifth year.
Oh man, I don't even remember that. I was probably gone by then. But yeah. Still, I don't. I feel like I would have remembered you running a 10K. What was that? Pac-12s or something?
Yeah, Pac-12s.
Nice.
I ran at regionals too. Ooh. And NCAAs technically, but I was injured, so.
Oh. Really. But yeah, like what is the difference between your training now and back then? And like what do you think caused the huge breakthrough?
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I think training wise, like I actually think I run less than I did in college now.
You think that's better?
I think maybe it's better for me. You know,
you're just now realizing that maybe the 10-mile sprints on Tuesday maybe is a little too much for the 1500 runner.
Yeah, I mean Wednesdays I still run like 10 miles.
Okay, fair enough.
Most Wednesdays, but yeah, like overall I do less, I would say. Like I still do the same, like my sequence is still pretty much the same, but and the workouts are just as long, maybe even some of them are longer, but like I have less junk.
Okay.
You know,
probably just like less tired.
I feel like I'm just less tired. And yeah.
So, are you working right now? Or are you just running?
I'm doing admin stuff still for the hospital, but I'm pretty much done. I'm like training a couple of other people to like take over so that I don't need to worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just running otherwise and coaching some, and yeah.
Okay, I'm curious, since I never went through any sort of professional like really contract negotiation or anything, but like what did that look like, and how good I guess do you need to get to like get a pro contract?
Yeah, I think I don't know. It was interesting. Like, I think honestly, like as an athlete, I feel like you just don't really have that much control over it. Like, I feel like people are just either interested or not for whatever reason. And it just like depends on who you know and like how consistent you are and like how your age and on like so many factors. Like, it's just
honestly, I think a lot of it is it is word of mouth, and it's like kind of rumors, which is not good, but it's like rumors of how the person is like on a team or just like overall as a person. Yeah. So I mean I guess that kind of shows that like you should be a good human if you're looking to get a pro contract, because people talk and the running world is small.
It's small. Yeah, it's really small. But yeah, I think it's just so many different factors, like you said, like it's you know who you are as a person, who's your coach, like who have you known in the past, like what, you know, what are your PRs, like have you improved, like how old are you, like, you know, it's just like a lot of stuff. What college did you go to? Like, it's just all, I feel like, just like plays a part. It's crazy.
Yeah, I guess there's no like magic formula.
No,
becoming a pro runner, it's like
I think I asked that several times like throughout this year in my head. I'm like, so what is the number? Is there a number? And I don't think there is.
Like, no, there isn't a number. And it's like someone could be like a five-time NCAA All-American and they won't get a pro contract.
Yeah,
if there's someone. Yeah, exactly. No, literally, like,
yeah,
it's just crazy. I don't know. Or you have someone like my sister who was a one-time All-American and she got a pro contract. So it's like, I don't know. I don't even, I mean, it also depends on like where you want to live, what you want to do. Like, it's just, there's so many factors, but there really is like no set number that you have to hit or like.
No. I think it's so much less straightforward than like going to college.
Yeah. Cause like going to college, it's like, okay, I've run 10, 30. Yes. And
there's like standards, like, you know, like, must be under 5 in the mile, like must be under whatever for the 2 mile, and it's just like, if not, like no, like hard no, or like if you do this you'll have this much scholarship, if you don't, like it's gonna be taken away, like you know, like all this, there's all these benchmarks, but there really aren't. And I think that's also what makes like the transition really hard for some people, because it's like
you could be really good and you're like, why does no one want to talk to me to be on a pro team?
Yeah. And I also think, like, if you don't go pro right away, like I wouldn't consider myself old. Like, I'm 26.
No, but, like time goes by really fast after it college. Does. Like, it I does. Mean, you're aging, like, fast. And then,
yeah
there's just, like, new, fresh
meat. It matters, though. Like, yeah. I mean, like, I think it's hard. Like, it's harder to get a contract, like, if you don't get it straight away. Like,
yeah, because it's just, there's new, fresh meat. And there's only so much money running. That if you really are trying to get, like, a pro contract, like, you're fighting for money that's basically being, like, given to the younger people because they have more, like, potential long term. So it just gets harder as the years go on, unless you're going into, like, marathoning or that sort of segment. But if you're talking, like, straight track and field, it's like they're looking for the fresh meat. That's why you see all these, like, high school runners that are getting signed really quickly, like, whatever, by these, like, pro companies, because, like, the company wants the most out of them long term. So
and
wants to get them in their prime,
right?
But you defied the odds and you did it even after getting knee surgeries.
Yeah
How does it feel? Like, do you feel fulfilled?
I'm really excited about it. I think it's been, like, such a dream for a long time to just, like, you know, like, say that you've, like, done something. Like, I feel like I was never one of those kids. Like, even in high school, like, I ran 4:39 in the full mile and was like, okay, now, like, do you think that's good enough to get into college? And it was just like, do you think that's good enough to get a scholarship to run? Like, that was what was in my head.
Do you think that's good enough? Or
I had no idea, honestly. Yeah. Like, I was so removed, like, which is so funny because I feel like you were so, like, thrown into the running world so young.
No, I know. And I wanted to touch on that in this episode because it's like, and that's what I talk about in a lot of my things about, like, my college teammates. Like, everyone had such a different experience growing up with it. And I'm the odd one. Like, there weren't that many people that were like me that were, like, super good, really young. It was a lot of people. I mean, I feel like you were another exception. You were, like, the opposite extreme where you just, like, found running really late. And then you got, like, super good, like, towards the end of your college career. But yeah, so I mean, I guess, like, kind of go into that, how you, like, got your start, and then that mindset, like, when you ran 4:39.
Yeah, it was just like I just had no idea. But, like you said, like, you knew, like, all these times and, like, how to train and, like, everything going into it. And I, like, when I was in high school, my high school coach told me that he thought I could PR by 20 seconds in the mile every year when I was in high school. And I was like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
like,
that sounds accurate.
Do it. And I almost did it for, like, I almost did it. Right. And it was just, like, crazy. But I had no idea. Like, it was someone telling me that and me saying, like, okay. Like,
that's
me,
like, ignorance is bliss right there.
Saying, like, yeah, okay, I can do it.
Yeah.
And it was just, yeah, like, cross country, like, my freshman year, I had never run before. Like, I go to practice, like, he takes us on a run, we finish the run, and I say, like, I was like, wow, how far was that? That had to be, like, 5 miles. And he's like, that was 2 miles. I was like, oh, okay. Like, I thought a cross country race was, like, you have a particular amount of time, and it was whoever could run the furthest in that time.
You know, that's close.
Like, yeah, like, I just had no idea. And yeah, so, and then, yeah, when I ran 4:39, it was like, I didn't know that there was competition outside of your state in high school. I did not know. Like, I literally thought nobody competed against each other, like, outside of their state. So, like, I go to the race, and I'm, like, or I'm running. It's, like, my fourth race at Kansas Relays, which is a qualifier for the Dream Mile, which I had never heard of. And I was, like, I don't know what that is, and I'm already tired. And then, like, 10 minutes before the race, like, my high school coach is, like, he's, like, so this is a Dream Mile qualifier. It's for, like, a race, like, a national race in New York. And he's like, you have to win to get like a, maybe get to run it. And I was like, I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, what does that mean?
Yeah. And so
I'm just here for the snacks.
Yeah, I had no idea. Like, I'm here for the sack of 5 Panera bread slice bagels that I've been snacking on. But yeah, so I ended up like doing it. I ended up getting to go barely. Like, you had to break 450, and I ran 450 about 5 times. And then finally, I didn't run 3 races before it and ran like 448 or something. So they let me go, but yeah. I was the slowest person seated in the race. Like,
good confidence boost.
I thought it was sweet to go. I was like, this is awesome. I've basically been nowhere. I get to go to New York. Like, so I take my mom, obviously. I'm like, who should I take? Mom, do you want to go to New York? So we go. And me and my mom go sightseeing all day, the day of the race. Like, complete rookie mistake, walking all over New York, like, day in the subway, like, and I get to the race, and, like, all these people are, like, saying how they just, like, rested all day, and they can't wait to see, like, stuff the next day, and I'm, like, oh, like,
oh, I actually saw that this morning,
today, like, and people are, like,
who is this? Oh, that girl seated last? Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, exactly. And so my mom, like, I tell my mom, because I finally see the entrance, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm seated last. I'm like, makes sense, sure. And then I, like, tell my mom, I'm like, so you cannot be that person, like, who stands up. If I get dead last, and you're that mom in the audience that's standing up, like, screaming, like, woo, you got this, like, pity clapping me in. Like, I was like, we're never doing this again. Like, do not do that. But anyway, so I run the race, and I almost won. It was, like, a photo finish between me, Cammie Chaffis, and Angel Picario. We all broke 440.
Like, I remember that year. Did Cammie win?
Yeah. And it was like his epic lean. I don't know what was like, I took it at the bell and started sprinting. Like,
How do you have that confidence?
I don't know.
Ignorance? Like, are you just like, yeah, I feel good?
Yeah, it was just like, it was cool just like running with other people. Cause
yeah. Oh, that's true. If you're running for 450 by yourself, then that makes a little more sense.
Yeah, I had no idea what was happening. I had no idea what was happening. This is like the first. I also thought cross country and track spikes were the same thing.
Sounds about right. So
this is the first race I wore track spikes. Like, I had been wearing my Nike Freeze and my like thick cross country spikes for like the whole year. So it was just like really funny. And then I crossed the line, and again, my mom's like, is that right? Like, I think that's wrong. And she's like, is it 4:40? She's like, is it 4:39 or 5:39? And I'm like, Mom, if I ran 5:39, like, and one, that's concerning.
But, that's concerning for the future of U.S. Distance running.
But, yeah, and almost won. Yeah, no, it was really funny. But, yeah, I PR'd by, like, 9 seconds or something.
And then, like,
and that,
like, obviously,
that convinced me. Honestly, before then, I wasn't sure, like, if I was good enough. In my head, I was like, you know, do you think I'm good enough to run in college? Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, maybe. But
see, okay, that's crazy, because then it's like, okay, you're, like, obviously you're good enough to run in college if you're running 439 in high school. I, like, that baffles my mind. But, like, you decided to go to Oregon, the most intense running school in the country, basically. Someone would probably argue me on that, but still very intense. Maybe. Why? If you didn't really, Maurice is a great recruiter, so it could be that.
Yeah.
But like, what, were you just like, let me just go all into this?
Yeah, I was kind of just, I wanted to be like kind of a balanced person. Like, I really did like school a lot. And I visited Stanford and I in Georgetown, or I was supposed to visit Georgetown. I ended up canceling it because I liked Oregon so much. But I visited Stanford and KU, which is like my home college, and then Oregon. And I remember visiting Stanford and I just was like, I don't think I can be balanced here. Like, we've talked about this. Like,
yeah.
I knew if I went to Stanford, I would end up quitting running and just like being a nerd. Like, I would just dive full into like Stanford being Stanford, and it'd be sunny all the time, and I'd just, you know.
So you're like, let me offer like, the rainiest place in the country really quick instead.
Yeah, so I was like, so how can I make this more difficult? No. So I really liked Marisa. I really wanted a female coach just because I thought it would be really cool. Like, my high school coach was amazing. And like, I would never have wanted to change that, but I thought it was really cool. Like, I think women coaching women is like, you know, like, I don't think it's necessary. Like, I think there's plenty of good male coaches out there, but I think it's really cool. And so I was like, I really like that. I really liked how Marisa, like, you know, like, she's very like people, like, you know, she understands you, like, and she went to Stanford, like, she understands like education is important, and like being able to do something post college, like if running isn't a thing, is important. Really liked that. I wanted to see what I could do, like, and I wanted to be on a really good team.
Yeah,
because yeah, like, I want to be surrounded by people who like challenge me. I could care less if I was like first or seventh on the team. If
same.
I was like, I don't care. Like, if I'm getting better and like I'm having fun and trying my best, and my best is first or seventh, I don't care. Like, and honestly, I think that's what made us such a good team. Like, the 2016 team, like basically none of us cared. It was just like,
I know, everyone was okay, like, all right, let's see who places where on whatever day. Like, we literally didn't have a set number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, and it was like nobody cared. It was just like, okay, like whoever's got it on the day, like, yeah, you know.
Yeah,
so I really liked that. And yeah, I think the running the mile in New York was like very eye-opening, because I was like, wow, like there's a lot of people who are just as good, like, you know. And I was kind of like, where are they going to school, you know? Like,
yeah,
I want to train with other people. Like, I had a really great, there were some really good guys on my high school team that, I mean, I trained with them like that whole spring. But I was like, no, I want to be surrounded by some strong women and like, yeah, what we can do. So
what was your favorite year at Oregon, would you say?
It's gotta be the 2016 year. It's gotta be that season specifically. It was probably the hardest like season of my life. Like, running wise, I absolutely killed myself to get into shape, but it was worth every second, like times a million.
I think anyone would say that. Anyone was that was on that winning team was like, how could you not say that that was like their favorite season of their college experience?
It was such a crazy ending to like,
it was so funny.
We were all just working so hard the whole year, and like it just finally came together, like
the last possible second.
Yeah. Marisa always jokes like everybody was fit for just that hour.
Like, seriously, I think that's true.
Yeah, just like so funny. I just remember going to camp that year, and like, you know, I had just strained my hip flexor or whatever, and so I had taken like literally 12 weeks off, and like, and I wanted to go to camp because I just want to spend time with everybody, and like I had just started kind of running, like jogging and stuff, and like all that. But I remember Marisa being like asking me like, okay, like, do you want to try to do this? Like, do you think we can like be something with like, you know, with this group? Like, are you like, do you want to go all in for the next, like, whatever? Like, do you want to try to redshirt? Because I could have redshirted. Like, what is your, and I was like, no, we got to do it. Like, I was like, no, we can do it. Like, we're going to race this one into shape. Like, it's going to happen.
And it happened.
And it did. It just, like, yeah, it was just crazy. I mean, I feel like we all hung on to, like, any glimmer of hope that we could that season. It was just, like.
I don't think anyone was, like, no one was really discouraged, I don't think. I think we brushed everything off, which I think that helped.
Yeah.
But I think we were just kind of, like, stupid, because none of us actually, like, really kind of realized that we were sucking until after the season. We're like, wait, we actually did not very good at all until the last race.
Yeah. But I think we would have done a lot better at Pac-12s had it not been the most difficult Pac-12 of life.
That is true. It wasn't a million degrees.
It was in Tucson, Arizona, which is at slight elevation, which no one knew, and also in the middle of the day.
In the middle of the day, it was literally like 100 degrees. It was so hot. People had to be like...
To this day, when anyone asks me what the hardest race of my life was, I say that one. I'm like, that was hands down, not nationals, that one. Like, that was the hardest race.
I'm sure some, like, people would agree with you on ever. That one.
Yeah. Well, I remember we sent, like, on the men's side, we sent two people to the hospital.
Yeah, I remember Sam Prankle.
Exhausted. Sure. Yeah.
What?
Brutal, yeah.
Some people ask, like, what our favorite memories together, like, what we have so many. I honestly can't choose.
I don't know. Yeah, there's too many. I really like this summer, like 2017 summer. We ran together like every day.
Yeah, we did get really close because, like, no one else was there and we weren't doing anything. So yeah,
you're forced to run with me every day.
Okay. There was definitely times where you were like, please, and I was like, fine, because Allie just usually goes a lot longer than I do, but honestly, it was worth it. Yeah, we had some good memories that summer.
I took you up to Baldy on a Wednesday.
I do remember that. It was hard, but it was good views. I, like, said stuck in my mind. Yeah, good views. Yeah. We also made our signature drink, which I still reference to this day.
Yes. Cocktail.
It's called a Pedialyte cocktail. It sounds repulsive, but honestly, really good.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, it's like frozen strawberries, Pedialyte packet, not even actual Pedialyte.
Yep.
Like Pedialyte powder. I don't even remember what flavor. Whipped cream.
Fruit punch. Cherry? Fruit punch. One of them.
Whipped cream, vodka, and water. That sounds so gross now that I'm actually.
Some strawberries. Did you say frozen strawberries?
Yeah, I think I said that at the beginning.
Yeah.
I kind of need to make one, though, again soon whenever I'm feeling like.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that was a staple.
Yeah, I remember that. That was fun. There's so many other memories. Like, that's definitely not the highlight, but there's so many other.
Oh, there's so many. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
This is bothering me now. I can't remember, like.
I honestly just like the times of me, you, and Maddie are just sitting on the floor. Like in the living room, just like chatting about the randomest stuff for hours. And like, yeah, like Maddie, we had this like weird goblet like drinks that were like Maddie would just come home and like have gone to some bougie market thing and like decided that she was gonna be like some like, what is it called, like mixologist like person. Yeah. And then would like just like be like making these cocktails for no one, like me and Emma. It's like a Tuesday, like
we're not drinking that.
Yeah. And like it was just so funny, like I love just sitting on the floor just like doing stuff like that. Or
oh my gosh, wait, no, I have one. That time when we pretended to be raw vegans and we ate half of the watermelon, we're like, let me just like, or we had this conversation about like blended salads.
Yeah,
because it's like we were trying to think of things that you could eat as raw vegan, and it was like one time we just sat down and each ate half a watermelon. I've never been so bloated in my life. And then we talked about blended salads. We still need to make one of those though, but it would be foul probably.
It'd be so I think we should. Yeah, we should. You should make a YouTube of that.
Yeah, making Allie and I's blended salad recipe.
That's zero just, views.
It's not even. Yeah, do the people want to know? Or
no one wants to. Literally, no one listening to this wants to know.
I'm pretty sure people were concerned. Like, I remember you like being like, "We're gonna have a blended salad," and people were like, "Oh, are you okay?"
Yeah, they're like, "Are you raw vegan?" And we're like, "No."
Oh no, we wouldn't survive.
No. Okay, well, to wrap up the episode, I have a few other like short little listener questions that Someone asked, did we ever go out in college or were we too busy with running? We didn't go out that much. Like, we definitely did not.
Yeah, I would say definitely not during the season. Mm-hmm. Like, when the season was over, there was like a 2-day death period where I feel like we would go hard. Right?
No, I literally, it's the post NCAA party.
And then not go out again.
Yeah, no, that's like literally how it is. I think for almost every single like college distance running team, that's literally what it is.
Yeah.
And no, it was, I like saw this TikTok and it was some guy like talking about like after some party that he went to and like people came up and interviewed him and they're like, what, like, tell us about your, or three words to describe your night. And he's like, lit, crazy. Movie. And I was like, this is exactly how all male distance runners describe the post NCAA party.
Oh,
like, yeah. The day after, like, that was lit, like, crazy, and it was a movie
for sure. But, and always like over by 10 p.m.
oh, over by 10. No, that's, and I made a TikTok with that sound, with that caption, and I was like it's just so funny because all these people were like, so I don't even know how to describe it. Like, yeah, it was over by 10 p.m. Everyone was like just destroyed. It just
destroyed. Oh my gosh, I will never forget. This is I think this was 2017 too. The first party that I brought Austin to, is now my fiance, it was me and Emma and Austin walked there together. And because we lived right next door to each other, we did live together too for a period, but yeah. We lived next door to each other that year. And we're walking to this gathering, which is supposed to be like a very low key party, but like, you know, just kind of like, yeah, very low key. It's 9:30 and we're walking over there just to say hi to people. Austin's first time meeting almost all these people, and one guy on the team is standing on a table. We're approaching it and we see this happening in the distance. I'm like, my first thought is like, should we turn around?
Yeah, I think it's time to go.
And yeah, and one of the guys on the team has his shirt off, is dumping water on himself standing on a table outside. And I was like, it's 9:30.
So yeah, you could say cross-country runners go home.
Yeah. But like, no. And then I remember Emma looks at me, starts laughing. Austin looks at me and says, I don't think I'm drunk enough for this. And I'm like, I think we should leave. Like,
yeah, I don't know if that's the move.
But yeah.
I mean, there were definitely good memories that were made from the few and far between gatherings that we did go to. Like that.
More like cringy than anything else.
Oh, but... it's so cringy, like so incredibly cringy. I look back,
so
and I'm like,
funny to recap the next day.
So funny. But... that's like any college person though. It's like everyone has their cringe memories, but it's just fun to recap in the morning.
Oh my gosh, so fun.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Okay. Another question. What is something that growing up in the Midwest gave to you, like for your running career?
Oh. Poor man's altitude, you know.
Humidity.
Yeah, the humidity. I think it makes you really tough, honestly.
Like, I mean, humidity destroys me. So
it's so hard. Like, I think it's so underplayed. I feel like I would go home for, I got banned from going home for longer than 2 weeks in college because I would literally get injured every time I would do that. Because it's a concrete jungle kind of where I'm from. So, yeah, but, like, the summer that I went home, full summer, I came back, that was, like, I came back way too fit because I was, like, just killing myself in the humidity and, like, running, like, not fast at all for, like, any of the summer workouts. And when I got back, it was just so much easier to run that I was just like, oh no. I remember Marisa saying, like, see, this is why you can't go home. Like, we need to slow play the summer, like, way more.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it makes you tough.
Oh, I mean, I don't doubt that.
The winters aren't that bad. Like, they're cold, but definitely runnable. Like, it doesn't snow a ton where I'm from, which is in Kansas. Like, it's not, where I live isn't super, super brutal winter. Like, it can be really cold, but it's like very hit or miss. Like, it can be 60 in December one day, and then it can be like 0 degrees another day. Like,
yeah. That's like something in college that is just so funny. I mean, it was such a small time in my life, but like thinking about college, like coming back from the summer, it was always the most like interesting thing ever because it's everything is so heightened. Everyone's just like, all right, who's like in good shape and who's in not good shape, like who trained this summer, who didn't train this summer. And it's like honestly kind of stressful now I look back. I'm like, like everyone was just like kind of comparing. But yeah, you'd have people like Allie coming back like insanely fit, and then you have someone else that's like didn't run all summer long, and you can kind of tell because they died in the tempo run. It's just such a weird period of time though.
It is like, and people like it all also so much depends on like when their track season ended too, like,
that too. Everyone's at a different
like,
place.
Everybody's in like some weird like 50 shades of fitness, and then like you all just have to like be thrown into like the same level within like a month.
Yeah,
like I feel like camp, like the whole point of camp is like, okay, like we need to figure out how we can run together, like
Well, you just came back from the UW cross country camp.
Yes.
How is that compared to Sun River at Oregon?
Oh my gosh, you're gonna think this is so funny. So Sun, the place that we go is called Suncadia.
Okay, I literally looked it up when I saw someone was there. I don't know who was there. It was probably you or like someone else that was on the team. And I was like, Suncadia. I was like, is this? And it looked almost identical to Sun River.
It is.
I was like, man, Marisa did a good job vetting out different areas because it's the exact same thing as we did at Oregon.
No, it is. It's the exact same, but like better.
No!
Like more places. It's like, yeah, it's the same, but like bigger. Like more places to run. Like, yeah, it's a resort too, but it's just, yeah, it's just better.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So I mean, like, it's really nice though. It looks the exact same. Like, it's not quite as, it doesn't have the same elevation as Sun River. Like, it's a little lower. It's like, no, basically no elevation.
I mean, Sun River's not like Sun River was super high either, so.
No, it's like 1,000 feet lower probably than Sun River.
Okay.
But yeah, so negligible, but yeah. It's pretty much the same. Yeah, it's my 7th year at camp.
Yeah, man. It sounds kind of fun though. I'm like, I kind of miss it. Like, that's like, I miss Sun River.
It's so fun. It is. And like now I'm in the, you know, I'm in the coach's condo, so.
Whoa.
Stepping it up, you know.
Is that fun?
It's really fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you are older now, so now I'm like.
Yeah, but Prakel came too for a bit, so it was really fun. I'm terrible at golfing, and he took me golfing. We saw, the animals there are crazy. You know how the deers were, like, super friendly at some point?
Yeah.
They're a little more skittish here, but I still managed to feed them some carrots. Very frowned upon, but.
Don't do that. It's a staple though, you gotta do it.
I had to try. Like, I definitely got caught. Like, I walked outside my slippers with a handful of carrots, and then I was like, nobody wants to eat these, I'll feed these to the deer. And then so I'm like outside, and like one of the girls on the team is like, Cashmo, like, what are you doing over there? And I'm like, nothing.
Nothing. I'm just snacking on some carrots.
Yeah. But they have elk. There.
Oh, okay.
And apparently bears, but I didn't see any. Though I frequently realized that I was running at prime bear time. Like, I didn't realize this till today, my last run in Suncadia. I run past this huge sign by myself, and I'm like, and it says, it has bears, a picture of a bear and a mountain lion, and it says, beware, 1 hour before sunset and after sunrise, and I was like, in the last 24 hours I ran at both of those times exactly.
Good.
By myself.
Good to know for next year.
I'm like good. But I did stop. I like was running with music in the woods, and I stopped when I'm by myself because I doubled last night, and I was running through the woods, and I look up when I'm about to, when I'm about to turn around, and there's a massive elk with huge horns, and it's like 15 feet away from me.
Wait, why are you running alone? Don't you have people to run with there?
Well, I normally would, but like most of the girls aren't doubling yet.
Oh.
So, because it's like kind of early, but yeah. So I was running by myself, and then today was like our departure day. So it was kind of just like, if you want to run before we leave, like you just got to go early.
Yeah.
But other than that, I've been running with everybody. But yeah, so there was one of these guys, but it was like 15 feet, and they'll like charge you. Like, you don't, like, they're huge animals.
I would be so frightened.
And I looked up and was like, oh no.
Yeah, what's the protocol? What are you supposed to do?
I didn't know what to do, so I just turned around and ran the other direction, which was probably not great.
You're probably the opposite of what you're supposed to
do. I kept, like, turning around, like, making sure it wasn't following me. I was like, this is, okay, I'm going to show you, though. Look at this.
Dude, if that animal came,
and they like scream at you, like they'll like, they sound like seals.
Ah,
it's like frightening. Like I was like, oh no.
Okay, well you're safe now.
I'm good now. Yeah, but moral of the story: run with friends without earphones.
Yeah, there you go. Well, kind of on the same topic, not with elk, but with camp. I think some biased people came to ask questions because someone said, or multiple people asked, who was your favorite UW athlete? So,
who's my favorite UW athlete?
Yeah.
I don't play favorites because, you know, I'm a coach now. So. Yeah,
good answer.
I love everyone equally.
Yes, everyone is great in their own way.
Yeah, I feel like I've really gotten to know. Like both all the men and the women, which is cool. Like I feel like it's taken me a while, but yeah.
Nice. Okay, well the last question I have to wrap up the episode is, do you have any advice to your younger self?
Oh. I guess maybe I would say like just kind of live in the moment. And like trust your instincts, like, you know, like you said, like if you're like, you know, I think I need to move to Seattle, then you just do it. Or, you know, if you're like, I need some space from running, then maybe it's time for a little break ski. Or like if you're like, you know, but also like I think like, you know, like give yourself the chance. Like I feel like some of what I've done differently is just like I feel like I've really believed in myself, and like maybe a lot, maybe more so than I did in college. Like I feel like every race I've lined up for this year, I'm like, you know, like I'm not limiting myself anymore. Like I'm not like, okay, like this is what I've done in the past. It's more like, okay, like what can I do today? Like, you know, I think giving yourself a chance to like, you know, go pro, or like to like, you know, even workouts, like don't put any boundaries on yourself. Like, I guess all of those things.
Yeah. That's good advice. And I mean, you're someone that regardless of even if you're running or not, you've always inspired me just with your work ethic. We didn't talk about it very much. One of the questions I had, but this episode's kind of long already. You'll just have to come on again. We can talk about it later, but it's like, like, where does your, like, I'm just so curious as where your internal drive comes from, because it's something that I really admire, and I feel like you just have, like, this relentless attitude, and it just is something that I've always found, like, very intriguing, because I'm just like, I want that, and I think that's just, you've proven it over the course of, like, your success in college and beyond, and, like, your relentless drive to become a professional runner obviously has paid off recently, so even at your elderly age, I'm just kidding, you're not
yeah, you're
in like a hard period now. Of time to like go pro. What?
I said, you're in your mid-20s now.
I know. I just turned 25. I'm like, oh my goodness, I am elderly. Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited to continue watching your running career and your just life in general, because obviously I'm you're like my close friend, so obviously I care to see it all. But I'm sure a lot of people got stuff out of this episode. Where can people follow you at?
I'm most active on Instagram, the gram. I don't even know what my name is.
Isn't it Allie Cashmore? Allie Cashmore. Mo. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Follow Allie. Yeah.
I have a Twitter, but I don't use it that much. I mostly like get my news on there, like, or results, you know.
That's literally like what everyone says. They're like, I have a Twitter, but I don't use it. I'm like, yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Not Instagram. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. To close out the episode, can we get a good old peace out, fellas?
Peace out, fellas.
Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode of Convos Over Cold Brew. I hope you enjoyed it. Always a good time talking to Allie. I love when I get to see her in person because it's seriously like nothing has changed. I feel like Allie and I have had a lot of highs and lows together, so it's just been fun to see her progress and seeing her continue to run after college and really flourish. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts if you haven't already. Follow us on Instagram at Convos Over Cold Brew Pod if you want to submit listener questions or just be up to date on the latest episodes. And I will hear from you guys in the next one. Peace out, fellas.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.